it has been a challenge not only in the state of Utah, but really around the country. And we're talking about the issue of homelessness. Now, I compliment people here in the state because I think they have really tried to do something to help people who are without a home. I mean, we have three new resource centers. The state has spent a lot of money on the various services that are needed. And I think there has been an effort to try and do what they can about homelessness. It's much different in other cities, California, Los Angeles. They have no idea what they're doing. Seattle, the same way. They have no idea what to do about the homeless situation. I was looking, even there was a story coming out of Atlanta the other day and the seriousness of homelessness in Atlanta. But here in the state, we have made efforts, but there are some gaps when it comes to providing various services to homelessness. That's what a new report from the Utah Foundation has learned. They released a report yesterday, and joining us on our Newsmaker line to talk about it right now is Sean Tigan. He is a research director there at the Utah Foundation. Sean, thanks for joining us. What is this report taking a look at, Sean?
The key of this report is reaching out to homeless service providers to understand what they see as the gaps in terms of providing service to people with that are experiencing homelessness.
And what are you finding?
This may be obvious to people, but I was actually a little bit surprised. The top issue that people talked about was housing. Even within their own service areas. So even if you're not necessarily providing someone that's experiencing homelessness a home, a lot of people, most service providers, still say, hey, housing is a big deal, and that's affordable housing for people before they experiencing homelessness, but also making sure that there's enough beds for people in terms of shelters, and also make sure that there's enough kind of a long-term permanent and supportive housing for people that may need supports like mental health support or drug and alcohol addiction and other such things.
Mm-hmm.
That's the top one. Employment also jumped up, and I was actually kind of surprised to see that so high as well, because homelessness, a lot of people might look out and say, hey, here's a person on the street. All they need to do is get a job and they're going to be fine. But, it is a lot more complicated than that. If you've got, severe trauma and if you've got mental health issues and you're addicted to drugs, employment is one step, but it's only one step. And that's why I was surprised to see that so high on the list from the service provider's perspective as well.
Sean, everybody is always talking about homelessness and housing and affordable housing. As you talk to these service providers, did they give you any ideas as to what should be done?
We didn't. That's one place where we didn't get a lot of feedback on what exactly should be done in terms of housing. So it is interesting. We decided to delve in this into this a little bit on our own. The makeshift encampments in downtowns across the nation, but also downtown in Salt Lake City, and you see them in Ogden and different places. That is not a solution. So whatever we do, that is not the way to deal with this situation that's happening to a lot of people across the state. Maybe a couple of things we looked at a little bit were sanctioned encampments, and that's like, hey, let's have people live not just on any street, but in a specific place. But let's make sure that they've got toilets. Let's make sure that there's sanitation stations, people can shower, and that sort of thing. But then, of course, there's the other thing, and this is something that Mayor Mendenhall in Salt Lake City is really looking at, and that's this tiny homes idea.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also, that's a step up maybe from the sanctioned encampment. But the idea is that also you could focus on really providing people that are falling into homelessness again and again with some of the services that might help them out of that cycle and may help them thrive at the end of the day.
Sean, as you talk to these, and I think you identified 17 key homeless service organizations in Salt Lake County, as you spoke with them, do you get a sense there's a lot of coordination going on between these organizations? They are coordinating with each other. They are trying to help people who are in the most need right now, or is there a lack of coordination?
That's also interesting. That's something that we looked at, and when we opened it up to say, hey, what are some of the big gaps? What are some of the big problems? Only a few people said coordination was a big problem. However, when we talked specifically about coordination, and we looked at you know, beyond just the 17 really key groups, but like, to, you know, there's a whole ton of stakeholders, like maybe 400 and some odd stakeholders across the valley, just in Salt Lake County itself. Then they start to say, you know what, we actually would like more coordination. And that's, I think, one exciting thing about this new Office of Homeless Services is that we're getting the former president of the Senate in there, Wayne Niederhauser, to kind of help see if he can't get some more alignment going across these entities, so that we can get funding and goals aligned and get as many people as quickly as possible out of homelessness, off of the streets, into housing, and hopefully keep people from getting into that kind of situation in the first place.
How big of a job is that going to be for Wayne Niederhauser to try and create more coordination among these organizations? Because I get a sense they do want to work together. Someone just is going to have to drive the bus.
You know, he's been the president of the Senate, and if you can drive the bus with a bunch of legislators, I think you can do it with a bunch of homeless service providers, too.
Are there enough services out there for people who are dealing with alcoholism or drug abuse or mental illness? Are there gaps there, or are there enough services available, Sean?
Yeah, so there are people suggest that there are gaps there as well. So after employment, we talk about human services, kind of general human services, such as transportation, childcare, technology, that sort of thing. And then after that, we talk about healthcare. And, you know, there are a lot of organizations that are out there trying to help, and like the three resource centers really are trying to focus on that healthcare aspect, but there's certainly gaps there. But then lastly, like you brought up, mental health and substance abuse services, that's a big gap. And if you can't fix things like mental health and substance abuse or help people through those situations, you know, just giving people, trying to get people a job or just trying to get people even a tiny house somewhere, it may not be enough. I think you got to really look at this with the whole person. And then, like I said, if you can get to them before they fall into homelessness, that's kind of the key, because that's going to save us money as taxpayers, and that's going to save them a lot of hardship in the process.
Sean Tigan, Research Director at the Utah Foundation, talking about this new report, which was released yesterday, identifying key homeless service gaps in Salt Lake County.